You know all about the evil supervillain, Poison Ivy. Given how long you've been a superhero, how could you not? She's famous, after all, or at least infamous. You've heard all kinds of stories about her over the years. Still, you never thought that she would set her sights on your city. But after yet another string of bizarre plant-related attacks the other night, there's no longer any doubt. Poison Ivy is in town. Your town, which you've watched over for so long. What does she want? What is she planning? Questions for later. For now, you have to focus on finding her before she strikes again. Luckily, you have a pretty good lead. You've tracked Ivy down to her current hideout, an abandoned greenhouse on the outskirts of town. You've surveyed it from afar, and there's no doubt she's there. It's time to make your move. You enter from below, using the sewers. You peek out from a manhole to survey the situation. Ivy is nowhere in sight. With the coast clear, you pull yourself out of the manhole and ease the cover back into place. Upon taking one look around, you have to stop yourself from audibly gasping. Surrounding you is a garden unlike anything you've seen before. Giant trees and beds of vibrant flowers are in full bloom as far as the eye can see. The walls and floor are caked with vines that are sprouting colorful buds of their own. There is no breeze that you can feel, yet the plants are swaying gently from side to side, almost as though they are dancing with contentment. It all seems so alive. A subtle but pleasant aroma tinges the air and cements the greenhouse as a veritable Garden of Eden. It makes sense that Ivy chose a place like this for her lair. You make your way through the shrubbery, moving slowly and deliberately, minding the soft crunch of leaves underfoot. You scan the area, taking in your otherworldly surroundings as you do. Suddenly, you hear something in the distance. It's the sound of a woman singing. Accompanying the voice, you can hear garden clippers snipping away at something. There's only one person it can be. You head toward the source of the sound. Before long, a figure comes into view. You can't see her clearly from here, but her bright orange hair is plainly visible. It's her. You move through the bushes to try and get a better look. She continues singing and clipping away at a field of tall sunflowers. It seems she hasn't noticed you yet.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, darlings. I promise. I'm doing it to help you. Now, behave and hold still for me, okay?
She coos at the plants as though they can hear her. Then again, perhaps they can. You're close enough to make her out a little better now. She has her back to you, totally engrossed in her gardening. She seems to be wearing nothing but an emerald-colored silk robe, though it's hard to tell from this angle. Your muscles tense. Just a few more steps and you'll be close enough to pounce on her. You can't afford to underestimate her. You'll detain her before she has a chance to use her powers. 10 more paces, and you'll be close enough. 5 more. You ready yourself. Suddenly, she turns in your direction, her piercing green eyes locking with yours. It's as if she can see straight through the leaves concealing you.
Did you really think you could sneak up on me in my own garden? Why don't you come out so we can have a chat?
Your heart stops for a moment and you freeze. What now? Should you do as she says and come out quietly? Or should you try and jump her anyway? You are paralyzed by indecision. After a heartbeat or two, Ivy scoffs and speaks again.
Feeling shy? Fine, I'll lend you a hand.
With that, she raises an arm in your direction. Instantly, the bushes around you spring to life, ejecting you forward with great force. You land face down a few paces from where she stands. Quickly, you scramble to get back on your feet. As you collect yourself, you realize you are finally close enough to get a clear look at Poison Ivy in all of her glory. You had expected her to be attractive, but you still find yourself taken aback. She is, without a doubt, the most gorgeous woman you have ever laid eyes on. Her ginger hair is wild and curly. It falls past her shoulders and is adorned with leaves and flowers that complement it well. Her pale skin is tinged with just the slightest hint of green, giving her an ethereal beauty that you're sure no one else could replicate. The robe she has on hangs open in the front, leaving little to the imagination. Her perfect body is on full display, from her long, toned legs to her pillowy breasts and bare midsection. Underneath the robe, she's wearing what looks at first to be a green bikini. Under closer inspection, you realize that it's actually foliage. The tiny leaves that make up her undergarments occasionally move and shift, much like the trees that surround you, as if to remind you that they're alive. Her lips are painted a dark green, contrasting wonderfully with the light hue of her skin. Her sharp eyes are grassy in color, and they seem to almost glow in the moonlit garden. They're staring directly into yours, and you can't help but be captivated by them. She is beyond the lovely. She is beyond human. It's as though Mother Nature herself handcrafted every inch of her to drive anyone wild with desire. You try your best to stop your eyes from lingering, but it's fruitless. She takes notice, and her lips break into a confident smirk.
What is it, love? See something you like? I guess I can't blame you. This certainly isn't the first time I've been gawked at. You'll have to excuse the way I'm dressed. I wasn't expecting any visitors. Next time, call before you drop in like this. I'll throw on something less distracting.
Her condescending tone and mocking laughter break you out of your trance. You almost forgot. You're here to do a job. With all the seriousness you can muster in your voice, you tell her that you're bringing her in. In response, she smiles with amusement.
Oh my, where have I heard that one before? Ah, that's right. From every single so-called hero that's ever tried to get in my way, including Batman. And even he couldn't stop me. I seriously hope you didn't expect to take me on alone. Then again, I was looking for someone to tend to my garden while I'm away. So I suppose I should thank you for volunteering.
She puts a hand on her hip and cocks her eyebrow expectantly, almost as if she's inviting you to attack her. The time for talking is over. You have to leap into action now. But what's this? At the moment you begin to move, something tugs at your foot. It's a vine. When did she... You try to move your other leg, but you find it's already been entangled. Before you can react, countless tendrils snake their way up your body. You hadn't noticed them until it was too late. In a matter of seconds, both of your arms as well as your head are completely restrained by impossibly strong vines. You can't move a muscle, no matter how hard you struggle against your bonds. Ivy rolls her eyes and shakes her head in disappointment.
Well, that was easy. You're even dumber than I thought. Oh well, even the dumb ones can be useful, with the right direction.
With that, she brings a hand to her lips and... As she blows you a kiss, a trail of pink dust exudes from her lips. You hold your breath, desperate to not let any of it in. It's no use, though. The vines wrapped around your chest squeeze hard, forcing you to gasp for air. You inhale every last speck of dust, much to her visible satisfaction. The effect is instantaneous. Arousal courses through you in hot waves. Just being in Ivy's presence was already overwhelming, but this is on another level entirely. Your cheeks flush, and your mind goes fuzzy as the sensation overtakes you. The temperature in the room seems to be skyrocketing. You breathe heavily as sweat forms in your brow. If she was inhumanely beautiful before, then she looks nothing short of divine now. You're afraid. Afraid that if she asks you to do something, you'll agree without hesitation. Her smirk widens. She takes a step towards you, a mischievous glint in her verdant eyes. This is bad. You don't know what you'll do if she keeps looking at you like that. You're already tempted to throw yourself at her feet and surrender. You try to collect your thoughts, to no avail. Another step closer. She's so close that you can smell her. She smells like a field of freshly blooming flowers on the first day of spring.
I gave you a hard time before, but looking at you up close, you're actually kind of cute.
She places her hands on your chest and traces your muscle lines to your shoulders. Her gentle caress is enough to send another jolt of arousal through you like a bolt of lightning.
What do you say, hero? The offer to tend my garden is still very much open. And if that's not your speed, there are other things you can do for me.
She leans in, close. Her body is pressed against yours. Her breasts pushing on your chest are all you can feel. Her lavender-scented hair is all you can smell. She is everything. Her slightly parted lips hover mere inches from yours.
I'm sure I can make it worth your while.
Every fiber of your being is screaming at you to agree, to give in, to submit, to eagerly accept your place worshipping at her altar. But some part of you refuses to bend so easily. You're a hero. You're not her servant. These aren't your thoughts. It's the pheromones thinking for you. You're stronger than they are. You know what you have to do. Even so, it's impossibly difficult. Every time you open your mouth to speak, your voice catches in your throat. Summoning every ounce of willpower you have, you barely manage to croak the words out. You asked before if I came here alone. Your voice is hardly more than a whisper, but it's the most you can muster. She gives you a bemused look, waiting for you to go on. With great effort, you finish your thought. I didn't. Right on cue, the sound of sirens becomes audible far in the distance. Ivy's elegant features contort with rage and disgust. She forcefully pushes herself away from you.
Are you serious? You brought them here? Do you have any idea what you've done? Never mind. I don't have time for this. Darlings, hold them off for as long as you can, okay? Mommy will be back soon. Mwah. As for you, I think I'll leave you like that. It's a good look for you. Until next time, ta-ta.
With that, and a wave of her slender fingers, she vanishes into the flora. Your thoughts are finally beginning to clear. It seems the effect of the dust is wearing off. It feels like waking up from a pleasant dream. Your cheeks burn with embarrassment as you reflect on the shame of what just happened. Poison Ivy has left you utterly defeated, bound, helpless, and entirely at her mercy. You're only alive because she spared you on a whim. And yet, despite everything she'd done to you, you're already wondering when you'll get to see her again.